with this same idea, the same thoughts
that are in mind, what we just talked about. Acts chapter
number 13. With missions in our mind. Look at verse 1. What we're fixing to read is Paul, the Apostle Paul's first missionary journey. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul's first trip. Just like this will be some of our first trip to another country. Chapter 13 is Paul's first missionary journey. I'm going to say this just in way of introduction. It happens in chapter 13. Paul is the 13th apostle. And Paul writes 13 books of the New Testament. Chapter 13 has 52 verses in the chapter, and that's 4 times 13. Paul's first missionary journey, verse number 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius, and Cyrene, and Manaea, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, I hope we don't have to fast before we go. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Notice verse 4. So they, being sent forth by who? The Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Here's Paul's first missionary journey. He takes a fellow by the name of Barnabas with him. They go and they sail to these places. Some of those names I didn't pronounce correctly, but that's the places they went. Now this is where we get, many times you've been here, Sunday night or Wednesday night, we have a missionary come in. And you say, "Why in the world we got a missionary tonight? They come through. They want to come through and talk, and then this, that, and the other." Well, let me tell you where we get that from. Here the Apostle Paul is sent out by the Holy Ghost in chapter 13. Turn one page to chapter 14 and look at this. Chapter 14. On their way back, verse 27. Chapter 14, verse 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how He had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. You ever wondered why? When we support missionaries, we, in other words, if we were to have a missionary surrender in our church and they said, "Hey, we want somebody to send us to the mission field. The Lord has laid this on our heart. The Holy Ghost has laid this particular area on our heart." We, as Holy Hills Baptist Church, we would send them out. It would be like putting our stamp of approval. But remind you that the Holy Ghost had separated them, had called them unto this, and the church gets to get in on it. And the church gets to get in on it. I mean, all on the mission field. Now, you know, maybe you don't have a desire to go this, there, and the other. But God has provided a way that the church can get in on it. And then He establishes that way to where you call the church back together, like we do on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, and we say, "Here, this missionary's coming through. We've given him this amount of money every month to support. He's going to rehearse all the things that God has done through him and with him and how He opened the door to the Gentiles." And we get to hear about that. Now, some churches don't have that privilege. I ain't knocking it. Whatever they want to do is fine. But I'm just telling you how the Bible principle works. There's a lot of churches that never see a missionary. They send their money, but they never see a missionary. Well, when this chapter 14 take place, call the church back together. "Hey, missionary, come tell us, rehearse with us what the Lord has done with you." And that's what we want to hear. Now, take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let me share with you what I believe, what Hunter was talking about just a few minutes ago. This is what we're going to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse number 17. Let me give you just a few thoughts about this. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now notice verse 20. Now then, with all of that said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, so on and so forth. We've been reconciled unto God by Jesus Christ. Now then, everybody in here, if you're saved, now then. If you're saved, now then. What do we do now? You know, a lot of times we hear preaching, and that's good. We hear salvation this morning, trying to get more people motivated. Salvation. Compel people to come to Christ. Compel people to come to Christ. But on Sunday night or Wednesday night, okay, now then. Okay, I'm saved. Okay, I've heard salvation Sunday morning, salvation in Sunday school, salvation Wednesday night, salvation Sunday night, salvation on Thursday night, salvation here, salvation there. Okay, now then, I'm saved. What do I do now? Well, Paul says, now then. We, Paul included himself. Do you see Paul in the we? Paul is in the we. He says, now then. Now that any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now then, we are ambassadors for who? As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now then, we are saved. The guys that are going on this trip, now then, guess what we are? Guess what you are? If you're saved in this room right now, we are ambassadors for Christ. You say, what are we going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you. Paul identifies himself as an ambassador. Every Christian has the great privilege of being an ambassador for Christ. You say, what in the world is an ambassador? Well, I'm glad you asked. But it does take about a couple of things to explain. The first matter concerns our citizenship. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, our conversation is in heaven. Now you say, preacher, our conversation? Hey, that's citizenship. Our conversation is in heaven. Hey, folks, that's where I'm... my citizenship is in heaven. We're citizens of a heavenly country, although living temporarily as citizens of an earthly country. Matthew Henry says, this world is our passage, not our portion. Matthew Henry said, this world is our passage, not our portion. The second matter concerns our residence. My citizenship is there. My residence is down here. So I'm an ambassador for up there, down here. My citizenship is up there, and I live, my residence abides down here, though temporary. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Don't get too attached to down here. I have never preached a funeral with a U-Haul trailer behind the hearse. You're not going to take it with you. You're not taking it with you. Don't store up a lot of stuff. And we all do. I got news for you. It's dust, moth, and rust is going to take over that. But we're going to a place, a citizenship, that's where my country is. That's my country. And I'm laying up treasures there. What am I doing down here? Now then, we are ambassadors. I live down here, but I'm representing up there. And I'm an ambassador for the Lord. You say, preacher, what is a Christian ambassador? Well, first you got to find out a governmental ambassador. A governmental ambassador is an ambassador, is a minister of the highest rank, employed by a country to go to another country and to manage the concerns and piece them together. Hallelujah. Well, I know you hadn't got it yet. But our country, America, sends ambassadors over to other countries. And when there are concerns, when there's what that ambassador is trying to do is reconcile that country to our country and keep us on the same team. Well, what is a Christian ambassador? Well, a Christian ambassador, hallelujah, is a messenger, a representative of the Lord. And we're representing the Lord down here in another country, trying to reconcile this country to that one. What did 2 Corinthians chapter 5 say? Our ministry is reconciliation. To reconcile. To bring together God. And we're bringing, man, together. And we're ambassadors. That's what a Christian ambassador is. Who is a Christian ambassador? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us. Now then, we. I'm saved, but I don't want to be an ambassador. You're an ambassador. You may be a sorry one, but you are one. And I'm sure I don't know all of the American ambassadors. I'm sure there's some better ones than others. That's just like it is in the Christian world. There are some ambassadors that are doing the job, doing the work that they've been called to do. And some, sorry, sitting down, still do nothing, got their feet propped up, ain't planning on doing nothing. Who is a Christian ambassador? Yeah. All of us are Christian ambassadors. What are the qualifications to be Christ ambassador? Well, guess what? The qualification to be an American ambassador, you have to be a citizen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. At least for now. Yeah. Yeah. Right. We could see a day. Y'all didn't come to hear that. You know where I'm headed. But at least for the time being, to be an American ambassador to another country, at least right now, you've got to be a citizen of this country. You may not have to be a citizen of the country to be president, but you have to be a citizen of this country to be an ambassador. That wasn't in the notes. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I said all of that to get your attention, but I said to say this. You can't be an ambassador for Christ unless you're a citizen from up there. You may be living down here, but I have my citizenship is up there. I've got American citizenship. That's a physical. I'm talking about a spiritual. I've got a citizenship up there. And that's a qualification. If I'm going to be a representative of heaven, if I'm going to be a representative of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hey, that's a pretty high ranking position. I mean, nothing to be proud about, but I'm saying in the sense, in a humble way, yes, we got to, I am representing on this earth, I'm supposed to be representing heaven, being an ambassador for heaven, being an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ain't that pretty good? That's a pretty good position. Oh, what is a Christian ambassador? Who is a Christian ambassador? Where does a Christian ambassador go? Well, I can tell you this, they're supposed to go everywhere. Now, we got this funny idea. And, I was telling, my wife's not here, so I'll pick on her. You really doesn't stop me. I'll pick on her when she's here. And people's like, I can't believe you get away. Well, it's been going on so long, she don't even pay no attention to it anymore. I told her about this mission trip. I said, hey, what do you think about this mission trip? You'll go to Scotland and Ireland. That ain't no mission trip. That ain't no mission trip. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it ain't no mission trip unless you get bit by scorpions and snake bit and spider webs and sleeping on the dirt floor. And if people got this crazy idea that the only people that need the gospel lives on dirt roads. It's the only people that need the gospel. I mean, look, Ireland, Scotland, they don't need the gospel. Take it to the backside of Zimbabwe where they don't even have paved roads. And boy, that'll be a real mission trip, bless God. I think ambassadorship, I think we're representing heaven to everybody. Now, true, we've got to have those missionaries that go to the dirt roads of so-and-so. Yes, that's important. Yes, it's important to go to the Philippines. Yes, it's important to go to Africa, Nepal. We got missionaries all over those places. But, folks, we don't need to forget these people as well. And let me say this, and the people in our backyard. Not only are we an ambassador of people in Scotland and Ireland, we're ambassadors for people in our backyard. Folks, we don't want to never get the idea that these, you know, hey, how about let's start? Let's start at home as well. And that's where we're going. Everywhere. You say, preacher, I'm not going to Ireland or Scotland or wherever. I'm not going to the Philippines. Hey, you are an ambassador to Dyersburg, Tennessee. You say, preacher, I've never left Dyersburg, Tennessee. I've never been out of the state of Tennessee. You're an ambassador. Here. You run into people all the time. You say, wonder why I ran into so. You ever wondered why? This ain't a part of it, but I'm trying to move on. You ever wondered why? Has this ever happened to y'all? Somebody, the Lord, you're driving down the road or wherever, and somebody automatically comes into your mind, on your heart. Let me think about them. You know, I don't. Lord, why'd you put them people on my heart? And in the next day or two, you run on into them people at the grocery store or the gas station. And you're like, I was just thinking about you the other day. Ding, 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 ding. There's something more to go off. And go, okay, Lord, you placed them on my heart a day and a half ago, and now all of a sudden, I hadn't seen them in 10 years, and all of a sudden I run into them. Lord, what do you want me to do? Duh! Be an ambassador to them. Try to reconcile to your country where you're a citizen. Oh, I'm not talking about here. Hey, I'm talking about there. There, we're citizens of heaven. Now, you say, all right, we did all the what, the where, the who, all of that. Why? 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 Why do we need are our ambassadors needed? You don't have to turn to the verse, but 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Yeah. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You understand, people, that if we don't get them the gospel, I hope somebody else does. But if we don't get them the gospel and nobody else gets them the gospel, folks, do you know what's going to happen when they take their last breath? Do you realize? I know we can't reach everybody. I understand. But I can say this. If every saved person or claimed to be saved person in America alone, we could change this world. One of the statistics that Hunter brought up a few minutes ago that I didn't even know. Didn't realize it till I saw it on the screen. 9% Ireland, Scotland, is that Christian? Saved, whatever. I was doing some research on the computer this afternoon because I knew this was coming up. I looked, and the first wave of evangelism that England, Scotland, and Ireland Boom, boom, boom. All of them that they had was in 1873. That was 140 years ago. By a man by the name of D.L. Moody. I looked it up, and D.L. Moody went to England first. And things, I mean, he started preaching. They had to rent bigger buildings and bigger buildings and bigger buildings. And all of a sudden, a preacher from over Scotland said, "Hey, come over here." And they went over, D.L. Moody went over to Scotland. And there they were. And then Ireland, "Hey, come over here." And son, it busted out over there. 140 years ago. And now today, 9% of those people, somebody's not being an ambassador. Somebody's not passing the heritage down like we preached on Father's Day. Somebody's not passing. And I'm guilty as anybody. Somebody's not passing that thing down to our children. And they're passing down to their children 140 years ago. 9%. Why? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Now, I want you to take your Bible. I'm about done. No amens, please. Romans chapter 10. I'm going to turn to two verses. Romans chapter 10. Look at this. Romans chapter 10. One of the famous verses. 10:13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Isn't that a good verse? All right, verse 14, watch this. "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" You say, "Oh, hey, you know, that's the preacher." No, 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 my friend. No, no, no. Preacher is a proclaimer. You ladies, get it. Hey, hold your hat. You ladies, now listen to me very, very carefully. Don't twist my words up. You ladies in this room are proclaimers, preachers of the gospel. You say, "Well, I thought we couldn't." Oh, no, no, no. You preach anytime you get ready. You just can't hold the office. 1 Timothy 3. You know, it's just, that's just, if a man desire the office of a bishop, it's just, that, I mean, I, you know, that, don't get mad at me. That's, I didn't write it. Everybody can be a proclaimer. Everybody can be a preacher. How can they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Now you say, does that mean every preacher's feet is beautiful? I can guarantee you that. I've seen a bunch of them. And that ain't talking about physical feet. I don't like feet anyway. But I can tell you this, how beautiful are the feet that carry the gospel. Wonderful. That doesn't talk about beauty as in what we're talking about. We're talking about spiritual beauty of the feet that's carrying the gospel to people that will not be able to believe unless they hear, and they can't hear without a proclaimer or a preacher to tell them. And they can't get over it unless they're sent. And that's where our churches get involved. Hey, we can be a part of that. We can't go to Ireland, Scotland. "Preacher, I can't go. I can't get off work." Whatever the case might be. But you can go over there. You can go over there. And when you send a person there. One more verse. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm closing. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, verse 18. Paul is talking to these Christians at Ephesus. This is what he's talking about. He's talking to them about put on the whole armor of God and all that. But we're not talking about that right now. But look at verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all who? That's all saved people. If you're saved, you're a saint. You don't have to be voted in as a saint. You're a saint if you're saved. I don't have time to go into that, but it's just, you know. Notice, I don't know much about English, as you've already heard. But I know that little mark after saints. That ain't a period. So it means keep reading. And he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto. He's talking to the church like I'm talking to you. Church of Ephesus. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Pray for everybody. Make supplication for all saints and for me. Paul, why do we need to be praying for you? That utterance may be given unto me. That I may open my mouth boldly. To make known the mysteries, the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an. You know what Paul says? Church. Church at Ephesus. While you're praying for all saints, would you pray for me that when I go to these places, that the Lord will give me boldness and give me utterance out of my mouth? That we may be able to reach people and I can be the best ambassador for Christ. Would y'all pray for me for that? That's what he's asking the church. Please, would you pray while you're praying for all saints and making supplication for all saints, would you pray and for me? Myself, Hunter, Cody, Tyler, Seth Appleton. Is that five? We're asking, hey, if you can't buy one of them $20 blocks or a $40 block or whatever, I hope you can. I hope you can help us get them Bibles over there. I want you to be able to. I hope you can. And maybe you can't tonight. Maybe you say, well, I can't, Nick. Or I get paid, so I'll do it then. Or I'm going to do it. Whatever. That'd be great. Wonderful. And yes, that's going to be greatly appreciated. And I'm not knocking it one bit. But us five are saying, Holy Hills Baptist Church, while you're praying, would you pray for us? That we might have utterance of speech. Would you pray for us that we might have boldness to be able to be an ambassador? That's what Paul said. I'm an ambassador. Would you do that for us? Maybe you can give. That's wonderful. We want you to give. Have a part in it. Say, preacher, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Okay. Don't be down on yourself. Would you pray for us? You wouldn't believe. Only heaven will reveal. The judgment seat of Christ will reveal. Some of the little old ladies, the little old men, don't have much. But son, they get up 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. They're investing. They're not writing a check. They're investing. They're praying. Hallelujah. That's as important. I want to be a good ambassador. I want to be. I think Joseph Seed of Christ, one of the things going to come up is how good of an ambassador for heaven have you been? How well have you represented heaven? How well have you represented the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? We're going to pray for just a minute. And Sammy, you won't need to come. We'll just take just a second. Won't you bow your heads tonight? If you want to take a minute and slip out and pray, that'd be fine. We're not just going to do a full-blown invitation, but if you need to slip out and come pray at the altar, you're more than welcome to. But if you're going to stay there in the seat, that's fine, that's great. But while you're there in the seat, would you pray, Lord, make me a better ambassador for the kingdom of God's sake. Lord, I want to represent heaven better than I have been. I want to represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords better than I have been. And folks, when you get done praying for yourself, I reiterate what Paul says. Would you take just a second and pray for this trip? Would you pray for utterance, boldness? Maybe done decently in order. Folks will be changed, their lives will be changed, and people will come to the saving knowledge of the grace of God because of it. Would you do that? Just a few minutes. We'll give you time to pray. You pray there in your seat, slip out, come, whatever you want to do. Say, preacher, I've never been saved on a night like tonight. I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. You can know Him. You can know Him. The only way to know Him is through Jesus Christ. The only way to know God is through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that You'd bless our church. Lord, our church has always been, as long as I can remember, even growing up, Holy Hills Baptist Church has always been a mission-minded people. Lord, they give to missions. Lord, they do it willingly, not grudgingly. Lord, the some 60, 65 missionaries we support on a monthly basis. Lord, we thank You. We wish we could double it and do more, 130. Lord God, I pray that You'd help us continue allowing us to be mission-minded. Lord, thank You for the heart's desire for this mission trip. I pray that God, our church, would stand behind it 100% and, Lord, get involved. Lord, we thank You for that. Make us, help us to be better ambassadors for You. Lord, I don't want You to be ashamed of Your ambassadors down here. I don't want You to be ashamed. Lord, help us be better. Better ones. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's people said, Amen.